PHPBB Weekly is a member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcast.com. Hello, welcome to PHPBB Weekly, episode number 39. I'm your co-host, Douglas Bell, also known as Webmaster87 or Fountain of Apples on various websites. And with me is, of course,
David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life.
Mm-hmm. And PHPBB Weekly is the weekly live podcast where we talk all about, you guessed it, PHPBB. And this is, today is Saturday, I think,
September 17th.
Thank you. I forgot what day it was. Oh, that's embarrassing. Okay. So, yeah, this is the show talking about PHPBB. Of course, I do want to mention as usual that this, show is not affiliated with, the PHPBB teams directly, although we have a lot of, PHPBB team input and celebrity endorsement. In fact, I don't know if you're able to say this on the air, David, but privately you were telling me about someone who was, who said they liked PHPBB Weekly better than the official podcast.
Oh, yeah, well, that just, you know,
we
enjoy both. They're very different. Both are very different. You know, here we like to talk a little bit more on the user level, or try to, though I know sometimes we get into more of the technical aspect of it, but
we're both mod authors, you know.
Right. Whereas the official podcasts are very technical based and somewhat more formal.
Those are
in a way.
Team members. Those are definitely team.
Yeah, but again, it's the official podcasts are still somewhat new, and so they're still, you know, the flow is still trying to be figured out, and you know, so it'll get better, mm-hmm. and it's definitely geared towards different demographic of people, yeah. I think.
I mean, heck, we've had 39 episodes to figure out our format, and boy, it took us a long time to figure out what format we were going to get. So
yeah, well, here we're a little bit more relaxed and,
yeah.
and you know, just sort of not so.
It's Saturday morning or afternoon, depending where you are.
So. Yeah, exactly.
This again, as I said, this is a live podcast. We record it on TalkShoe every Saturday at noon Eastern Time, which is 1700 UTC. There are a number of people in the chat rooms, and of course, if you're listening through the live stream, we certainly invite you to join us in the TalkShoe live chat room, which you can download. Or you can also call in. The number to call is 724-444-7444. The TalkCast ID number is 12418. Or if you are in the TalkShoe live chat room, you can look down at the lower right of your screen. There is a button called Shoe Phone, and you can use that to connect directly with your computer. And you can be on the show if you want. Today we're talking about permissions, which is a very fun topic for us.
This will be interesting. But I also wanted to note that you can call in using a soft phone or a VoIP mm-hmm. phone. Which is what I'm doing today, trying this out, seeing how it is. And quality is, it's not bad at all.
Yeah, and if you
definitely wanted, prefer it over Shoe Phone.
Yes. If you want to do that, you can click that little dial info button, which gives you all the details you need to know, and then some. Yeah. So, and if you are called in, click on that little request to talk button, and that'll let us know you want to come on the show. And that's what we're all about. This is not just about us talking. It's really about the community, and that's why we really try to include the community in everything that we do.
Which is why it's so important that this podcast is always done over live.
Yes.
A live podcast as much as possible instead of like a Skype conference, which would be higher quality for whoever would be listening, but mm-hmm. it doesn't allow that live participation, which we really enjoy. So. Mm-hmm. And certainly the chat room in TalkShoe is entertaining in itself.
There you go. That's one of my feature requests to TalkShoe. Give us a way to archive the chat room ourselves.
Yeah, that would be cool. That and actually a better format because it's difficult to copy, difficult to copy stuff that's posted in the chat room too.
And of course, for those of you in the chat room who are complaining about sort of some of the bad audio quality, well, I won't call it bad, but it's less than perfect audio quality TalkShoe gives you. We do release a high quality edited version of this show on phpbbc.net. I usually try to get it out within 24 hours when possible. So you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's start talking about permissions, and I'll let David decide how much he wants to talk about this. I sort of had to prod him to be willing to even talk about permissions.
Permissions are very integrated portion. They're a very integrated feature of PHPBB3. And I'm specifically going to talk on version 3, not version 2. The permissions in version 2 were very basic, not much to them. You know, you gave somebody the ability to do something as a whole or you didn't.
I like to say that in PHPBB2 was a bit more simplistic, but there were a lot of things that were left to the board defaults, whereas in PHPBB3 you literally have controls for everything but the kitchen sink.
Yeah, definitely. To give some sort of an analogy, it'd be like let me use the SVN as an example. SVN is Subversion. It's a version control software. SVN itself has a lot of different commands that you can use, and then they make applications that perform those commands in a user interface. But most of the SVN applications, and I'm not talking like Tortoise SVN, but the different ones, the alternative ones, they supply your basic set of commands, so make it very user-friendly, but you can't do everything. You know, you don't have the full array of options like you would if, say, you did it through the command line, though the command line is a little bit more difficult to use, or even an application that has more features may be a little more difficult to use, but you have more control over it. And I think that sort of parallels the way version 3 has done permissions. Though, to be honest, the permission system is in version 3 is very easy to learn, and so it's really not that difficult to figure out. And I'm going to try and sort of dumb this podcast down a little bit to make easy to understand.
Good. I need help with it, actually. I sort of get it. There's a lot of stuff there.
I think, Douglas, if you pull up an administration control panel, that might help. I think the main reason that Douglas asked me to do this was that he wanted to figure out how to work the permissions.
Not quite. I've had some people ask us to cover permissions again. In our forum, I sort of kind of covered permissions 25 episodes ago. you can see.
In version 3?
Yeah, in version 3, actually. I did a pretty good job. I'm just not too good at verbosing it, so to speak. You know.
Right.
We need screenshots.
All right, well, it has changed quite a bit since then, I must say. You know, for the whole permission system went through a user interface redesign late in the beta stage of development. It went, they just basically redesigned the way the entire permission system worked as far as how you interact with it. First, when you first install PHPBB3, there is a set of options that are set by default, so to speak, and those are called permission roles. And what those have is basically a set of permissions that are already assigned to these roles that you're giving people. Like there's, for example, administration roles are like standard admin, full admin, form admin, and user and groups admin. And you know, if you assign a specific person one of these roles, you can kind of get an idea of, you know, what you're giving that person access to at a glance. And, you know, you don't have to worry about individual permissions. Oh, he can access this page, he can't access that page. You know, the whole role, it's kind of, and it gives a description that the whole role is just assigned to them, and then they can do that. So by default, you, and then you have groups in PHPV3, which allow you to assign permissions to those specific groups, so you can give whole groups permissions instead of just the users. And this is a lot easier, for example, if you have your moderators, maybe you have a certain global moderators, you know, you have people who you want to be able to manage the entire board, you would add them to the global moderators group, which already has moderator permissions assigned to it. And so when you add them to that group, boom, they can modify or they can moderate the whole forum. There's several levels of permissions. There's user-based permissions, mm-hmm. which are basically what the user can do, and this includes things that they can see and do in their user control panel, as well as things like being able to ignore the flood limit or ignore the word sensor or things like that. Ignoring the flood limit is probably a good thing to assign to your moderators. Mm-hmm. Basically, it lets them post more times than the flood limit allows. For example, a flood limit might be, you know, you can't post less than 60 seconds after your last post. Yeah. But a moderator might need to do that, so you might let them ignore the flood limit. So you would give them that ability to do that.
And that's the useful thing, other, which, like in PHP BB2, you'd need to have a mod for, because you can't do that built in.
Right, yeah. I don't know a whole lot about PHP BB2, so feel free to interject how PHP BB2 worked on this, on those same level. So when you added somebody to a global moderator, or in PHP BB2, how did you make somebody a global moderator?
There is no global moderator in PHP BB2. You are essentially either an administrator, which gives you moderator permissions everywhere, or you can just make someone a moderator on every forum. There is no such thing as a global moderator.
Okay, so it's basically like forum-based moderation.
Exactly. You can just give someone like moderation to all the forums. But yeah, there is no separate global thing, unless you install a mod for it. Again, you can do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Similarly, if you are an administrator, you have access to the whole administration panel in there.
Mm-hmm. So. I'll touch a little bit on the moderator permissions first. Mm-hmm. Kind of work my way back. The moderator permissions, let's say you have forum-based moderation and global moderation. And so the forum-based moderation, you can assign users or groups the moderator permissions, which are based on, that specific forum, so they can approve posts, they can change the post author, delete posts, edit posts, whatever you want, whatever you have set up, and they can do those actions in that specific forum. Or if you just assign that role to a whole group, they can do that for the entire board. So the forum roles are basically a combination of moderator roles and user roles. Basically what the user can do in those roles or what, you know, a regular user posting and doing posting polls and stuff like that, or moderator roles, which allow moderators to perform those actions in those specific forums. And so I'm going to take you through a brief process of creating a new forum and then assigning moderators to that particular forum. Mm-hmm. If you go to Manage Forums and then Create a New Forum, and you should make it under a category. So you'd select the forum type forum and then choose the category you want it to be under. And then, of course, forum name and description and some of the other options that are there, which we won't touch on. But there's an option midway down that says copy permissions from. And you can either copy permissions from a forum that already exists, that you've already set up, have permissions for, and those are user posting permissions and moderator permissions together.
That's really nice, because if you just want to have a regular set of forums, which are all the same, where you'll have your registered users posting on it and everything like that, and there's really no difference, and you can just do the same permissions for all of them just by hitting copy permissions from. I really like seeing that feature there.
Yeah, it makes that very easy, and you can at any time go back and modify which forum you want it to copy permissions from. So if you have a set of categories, you have set a specific forum, you've gave that forum permissions, and then you want more forums that are siblings of it, you can just copy permissions from the forms that you created before, and it inherits all those form or all those permissions very easily. So that's what the copy permissions from is very useful for. But after creating the form, entering all your details, and you click submit, it takes you to the next page, which is says form information, or it says form added successfully or form information updated successfully, depending on if you either added the form or if you updated it. And then now it says now you're able to set permissions for this form. You click on that, and it takes you to the form permissions page, which has four different boxes. It has the users box, which basically allows you to assign specific users specific permissions for this particular form.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't personally use it that much unless I'm giving, well, for example, let me take the talk or the PHPBB weekly forum as an example on Star Trek Guide.
Yes.
I would have given Webmaster 87 specific permissions to do different things on that form. So I might have...
because I'm special.
I might have... right. I might have added him on that particular box, which, and then I'll be able to control what permissions he has in that form, both user permissions and moderator permissions.
Mm-hmm.
So he might be able to ignore the flood limit in that form create polls, whereas other users might not be able to create polls or whatever it might be. You know, he might be able to lock his own topics or whatever. So that's one of the usefulness of having the users box there.
No, that's just an example he was giving. That does not necessarily mean that's how the PHPBB forum is set up. He's just ideas off the top of his head, really.
Yeah, and you know, it's better, I think, to keep everybody in groups and manage the group as a whole to assigning those permissions to the entire group and allowing the group to do that, because then managing individual users can get somewhat tricky, but managing users inside groups is very easy to do. You remove them from a group, you add them to a group, whatever. So usually it's better to control the whole groups. The next box in there is the groups box, which allows you to edit the permissions of the groups that are in that, or if there are groups there that have permissions for that particular form, they will show in the upper box. So basically, if you see bots, for example, you know that they have some kind of access or to that particular form. If they're not in the upper box, they don't have access to that form at all. So let's say you have no groups in the upper box, which is by default the way it is if you didn't use the copy permissions and you just created a new form. You have no groups in that box. That means you created a form right now. By default, nobody can see it.
Yeah, and I did that once. This was back in like either the early betas, maybe pre-beta of PHPBB3. I know, pre-beta, I'm bad. But I was trying to set up a forum, and I have, again, having absolutely no idea how the permission system worked. And I set up a board, and no one could see it. And I couldn't even get myself to see it. And I was like, what do I do now? Help me, somebody. What do I do?
Yeah, so, okay, so when you get in there, and a lot of people are like, you know, I created all these new forms, and I can't see them.
No, I know.
It's a bug. What it is that nobody has permissions for that form. You have to give somebody permissions to view it. So you click on set permissions for this form. It takes you to this box, and you see all the groups. All your groups should be in the right bottom box. And you can add users in the left box. So you can add specific users in the left box, or you can add groups permissions in the right box. So, all right, I'm going to add the – in this example, I'm going to add the
– say that rather than having it where you create a new forum and there's no permissions on it by default and no one can see it, wouldn't it be a better idea to have it where you create a new forum and automatically there's like some predefined default set of permissions that go onto that new forum until you change them, so that at the very least you can have people can come and see your forum. Even on PHPBB2, you create a new forum, there are some default permissions that are slapped onto that forum until you go in and change them.
Well, the biggest thing about PHPBB3 is they designed it in such a way that it basically, we never assume what the user wants to do. You know, that was one of the big things when it was designed. We're not assuming what the user wants to do. So we're giving them full control, allowing them to easily do something. You know, it's really not that difficult to click set user permissions, go in here, click the registered users group, and click add permissions.
It's just hard for transitioning to a new mindset, because when you have people coming into PHP-BB3 from PHP-BB2, I think they expect that, based on their prior experiences, that their new form will at least be visible to somebody until they mess with things.
You know, that it is true that, you know, you do have to change your mindset a little bit for PHP-BB3, but I think it's probably not a bad thing. You know, it's people have picked it up really easily. Once you kind of get your mind wrapped around the permissions, and it doesn't take long. I've seen some very, very newbie type users get a hold of the permission system and understand it within 1 week, 2 weeks. So it's not that difficult to understand if you get in, you know, and just work with it a little bit to figure out what it does, and then you understand it. You know, they tried to make it as simple as possible while giving the administrator as much control over it as possible. So anyway, I'm going to down at the bottom right box, there's add groups. I'm going to click the registered users group and click add permissions. And then that will bring up the next page, which, you know, it shows your forum that you created. And then it has your registered users group, or if you selected multiple groups, because you can add multiple groups at one time. And then you can select the predefined role for this particular forum. And these are forum posting roles, basically, you know, what you're able to do. You might have no access, which is no permissions at all to access the forums, which I think if you just remove them from that, that's basically the same thing. Read-only access, which means you can read the forum, and this is good for announcement forums. You can read the forums, but you can't post to it. You have limited access, which means you can post and reply, and pretty much that's the limitation of it. Then there's limited access plus polls, which allows you to create polls and vote in polls, basically. And then let me see what those are.
But the thing is that if you're a really advanced user, you don't even have to use these preset roles. You can actually go in and create your own default settings.
Yeah, the roles basically just give you a base layer to go off of. You know, it's very simplistic, and you know, allows you to get started very quickly. You know, without you having to do a lot of configuration to get your forum up and running.
What I like about it is that in the window, you can actually pick a preset role first, which gives you like a nice basis. But then right below it, you can go ahead and edit things the way you want. Just use like the roles as a starting point, which you can work off from there if you want to make things more custom designed for your own needs.
Right, exactly. Like you can and I'll give an example. Like you select limited access, and then if you click the advanced permissions link on the right side, and it will show up with the full options of permissions that you can assign to this particular group for this particular forum. And, for example, limited access allows you to see the forum, start new topics, read the forum, reply to topics. It allows you to post BB code, download files, post images, use a signature, and post smileys. It doesn't allow you to do things like attach files, post flash, post announcements in the forum, or use topic and post icons, or post stickies. It doesn't allow you to bump topics, delete your own topics, or lock your own topics, or ignore the flood limit, and you can't create a poll, but you can vote in polls, and you can change an existing poll vote, or you can't change an existing poll vote. So those are basically just a real quick rundown. And there's a lot more options than I'm mentioning here. Best to go look at it yourself, because there's so many options it would take me forever if I told you about all the options that were available. But it's best to just, if you're just starting out with the permission system, just use the roles. We'll just select limited access for the registered users, and down at the bottom right corner we'll click apply all permissions. And so that sets the permissions for those groups that you had selected for that particular forum. Now, whoever you added there, they have those permissions that you set. Now you've set up your forum posting permissions, you might want to set up moderators for that particular forum. So in the forums tab, you would click on, where you have manage forums, prune forums, forum permissions, and forum moderators, you would click on forum moderators. This will allow you to select the forum that you created, click submit, and then it shows you the same layout, the four boxes, users that you can manage, edit, and remove permissions from, groups that you can manage, edit, and remove permissions from, or groups that you want to add permissions to. So maybe you want to give global moderators the permissions to moderate specifically in this forum. And I'm just using the default groups as an example, but it might be whatever kind of custom group you have set up. So you would select the global moderators, and you might select the administrators. So you'd select global moderators, administrators together, and click add permissions. And that brings you to the same screen as what you saw when you were setting up user permissions. It's got the role, the advanced permissions, all yes, all no, all never. And you can manage all those. But in this case, you're setting up the specific moderator permissions to that particular forum. So you might give the global moderator full moderator permissions, which means that all the moderator options are on. Locking, merging, moving, splitting topics, viewing posting details, approving posts, changing post author, deleting posts, editing posts, closing and deleting reports. Those are all the moderator options that they can perform on this particular forum. So now when you click apply all permissions down at the bottom, now you've set your registered users to be able to post in that forum, and everybody is by default added to the registered users group, and I don't think you should ever remove anybody from the registered users group. So by adding people the ability to post in the registered users group, you've covered that, and by adding permissions for the administrators and global moderators, now you're done with that form. You've added permissions to it, and that's all you need to do. Now to add more forums.
I should mention that while you've been talking about this, we've had in the TalkShoot chat room, we've been talking about someone asked about how you can edit the FAQ from within the admin panels, and that's absolutely nothing to do with what we're talking about, but so you've been having a nice little debate over you can do it, you can't do it, and all that.
The FAQ is, and I'll go ahead and touch on this. I know it's a little bit of a deviation, but it's a good question. The FAQ is not directly editable through the administration control panel at all. You can go into your language file. The FAQ is controlled by the language file, and you can edit it there. The alternative is that there is a new mod out by XReaction that basically allows you to edit the FAQ completely through the administration control panel. So you can install that mod and then do perform those edits. But the FAQ is controlled through the language file called, I think it's called help_faq.php in your language directory. And so you can add new. There's a specific logical format to the way it is in that language file, and you'll see when you go in there, there's two dashes for category separation and stuff like that. So you can the options that are available there and editing them and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, help_FAQ and help_BBcode is the help for BBcodes, and that actually might be good to edit if you're adding a lot of custom BBcodes. You might want to edit the help_BBcode to allow people to see in more in-depth how to work the custom BBcodes that you've defined for PHPBB3.
Mm-hmm. I like being able to edit the FAQ because even on PHPBB2, you kind of have to do it manually. But I like to be able to edit it in order to add a number of things specifically for my forum, back when I had a forum, in order to more personalize it rather than make it more generic PHPBB style. And also, if you're installing mods, it's nice to add things for those features into the FAQ as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. So
back to permissions. As we were. That's what our live audience is here for. We answer their questions, and now we get back on our own topic.
Yeah. All right. So now you've created the forum. You've added user permissions and you've added moderator permissions for it. So now your forum is viewable to those groups that you've made viewable for that forum. Now you can add another forum and copy permissions from that forum, and it will copy those moderator permissions and those user permissions to your new forum.
Yes.
So that's how to set your user and moderator permissions
for forum based. What about the other permissions, like more global permissions? Is there there's some for things like you do in the user control panel, moderator, all the control panels?
Yeah, since I was on the moderator permissions, I'll go ahead and touch on exactly what those are for global moderators. For global moderators, it's basically the same thing that you have for forum-based moderation. You can approve posts, change post author, delete posts, edit posts, close and delete reports, lock and merge, move and split topics, and view post details. But in the global permissions, you have two extra global options, and that is can manage bans and can issue warnings. So if you have a moderator that you want to be able to issue bans and issue warnings, then you can give them those two permissions, and the bans basically enable you to ban for a short period of time. Like say you ban somebody for 30 minutes, that's like a suspension. You know, basically, if you have a forum where, like, especially with political forums or religious forums where there's a lot of really hot topics and people get in really heated debates and sometimes flame wars start, and suspensions are a necessity in those forums.
We had a show about 10 or 12, I don't know, Amber, you were on it, though. We talked about banning in pretty good detail. So, yeah.
Right. And what that, you know, what that does is it, you know, you have your moderators who are able to issue warnings right off of the post. They can click, there's a little icon on the post that where they can click, and it will give them the box to being able to issue that particular user a warning, or they can click on that user and ban them for a short period of time. So that's what those options are for, basically there. So there's two global options, and the rest of everything is localized options for the global permissions for moderators. For users, there are some different ones. There's the post-specific permissions, so you have attach files, disable word sensors, download files, save drafts, use signature.
A lot.
And then there's, you know, ignoring the flood limit or stuff like that, or the word sensor. But for the global user permissions, actually, no, those are forum-based permissions. Those would be like forum roles. Mm-hmm. The user roles, you can give a whole group, let's say you have a new group, or I'll take the registered users as an example. You want to limit their ability to do certain things. Maybe you don't want the registered users group to attach files in any forum.
Mm.
So you would set that option to never. That means a yes can never override a never.
A yes can override a no, but a yes can never override a never. But
yeah, exactly. A yes can override a no. So if you have no set to user-specific permissions here, a forum would be able to override that option if it was set to yes.
So essentially, it's really you would pick never if you want this group of users to never, ever, ever have the ability to do it. You would pick no if you want the default option to be that they won't do it, but certain other users that you set somewhere else can have the ability.
You can set user specific options to yes or forum specific options to yes. There's certain things that will enable you to overwrite.
Yes, it's the old overlapping system, you know.
Right, exactly.
Oh, we answer somebody's question in the chat room. They say, yeah, yes, no, and never.
So, and then, for example, can disable word sensor. Basically, what that does is, you know, you have a word sensor. You can add words to that sensor that you want to be censored out. If somebody types in a specific word, you can censor those out. Mm-hmm. But you might not want the user to be able to disable that word sensor. In other words, let's say registered users, you're going, okay, you know what? You cannot disable the word sensor at all. You might set it to either no or never, If you set it to never, nobody in the registered users group is going to be able to disable the word censor. If you set it to no, you might be able to put that user in another group and set it to yes, and now that user can disable the word censor in their profile, and then they can view all the censored words.
I don't know if I told basically. Have I told you my interesting story about word censoring. Last year, I had a chemistry teacher who set up a PHPBB forum on his website, and he got a little carried away with the wildcard on the censor. And this is a chemistry website, so a forum. So when I'm posting a thing asking for help with molar mass, the word censor detected the ASS part of mass and re-censored it to something else. So in short, be careful. Don't get carried away with your word censors.
It can actually be kind of funny for things like April Fool's jokes if you censor words like the.
Oh, dear.
Because then you can, or like what we've done on Star Trek Guide, we've censored all these bad words and even mildly bad words and made them just something totally hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we censored a bad word, things like stick in the mud or something like that. Or or we censored hell to Death Valley. And sorry, post hell to Death Valley.
That's what we're going to do. I think we should, in March, like shortly before. Anyway, Paul in the chat room says censor PHPBB to VB or V Bulletin.
Death Valley is a place in California for the user that's asking.
In March, here, David, in March, shortly before April Fool's Day, let's just do an April Fool's episode of PHPBB Weekly. Well, pre-April Fool's, but we'll essentially just give you a whole bunch of ideas for doing April Fool's jokes on PHPBB, and we'll talk about some April Fool's mods and things like that. So we'll do that in March. Sound good?
For last April Fool's, there was two things that we did. We modified the code so that every single moderator posted as our forum robot, which was, his name was Gonculator.
Oh, dear.
So every single moderator that posted, their profile said Gonculator. So Gonculators were posting all over the board, and it was driving users crazy for that day. And then the other thing that we did was I created a spoof administration control panel. Basically, I just posted in the announcements forum that we were going to give everybody administration control panel access and don't do anything nasty because, you know, everything gets logged. But everybody has access to the administration control panel. Yeah. They clicked on the link, and it would show the administration control panel, show that they logged in. And then if they started browsing around, it would start showing funny messages.
You still have a link to that, I think. I think that's still there.
Yeah, it is still there. Yeah,
please post the link.
It's it's StarTrekGuide.com/forum/ACP. Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
I'll type it into the
All screen. I did was on my blog, I said I was going to start a Deep Fried Pickle Hearts podcast.
Yeah, I think that, I'm pretty sure that that's it.
Yeah.
But it went into, it has really funny messages.
Not found.
Yep, that's the one. Yeah, that's it. Okay, that brings a lot of memories. So I left that up because everybody was enjoying it so much. But anyway, it had this long string of really funny messages, and then it finally ended at the end, you know, mm-hmm. after all these messages. So that's just a couple of things that we did. It was a lot of more code-based things, but people can still do things like a thing to do for for April Fools. Okay.
Back to the versions.
Okay, so you have your
topic.
All right, so you have your forum permissions, which specifically controls the content, you know, what you're able to do inside of a specific forum. Your user permissions, which we just went over, which is what you're able to do as a whole. So if you can attach files, disable word censors, download files, save drafts, use signature, or in the profile options, this is more user specific stuff. You can or cannot change your avatar. You can control if they can change their email address, their default group, their username, their password, if they can view profiles and member list, and basically hide online status, ignore flood limit, things like that. So I'm not going to go into all the options because, again, there's a ton of different options there. The array of options that's available in PHPV3 for permissions is staggering. But use the roles if you're new. So that makes it easy. Okay, and the last item in the permissions is the administration roles. Again, which you can assign all the roles you can assign to users and or groups. So you can if you see the assigned items, it shows you what groups have these permission or this particular permission roles, users have this particular permission roles.
What's nice about this is that PHPV 3 through actually does have administrator permissions, so you can actually limit access to the administration panel. So you don't have to give everybody full access to the administration panel, which is something that, again, was only available by one or two mods in PHPV 2, like the junior admins mod or something like that.
Right. Exactly, and they even took it a step further by the bans and warnings, which I don't remember. No, wait. Did PHP 2 have warnings?
No. Bans, yes. No, but you can do set permanent bans, and that's it. No temp bans, warnings, no nothing.
Did the moderators, were they able to set bans?
Nope.
Do you remember?
I said no.
Oh, no. Okay. I didn't hear you. Okay. So basically what they did is they moved the bans to both the moderator control panel, and it's still in the administration control panel, so you can monitor
it. It's off for moderators by default, but you can turn it on if you trust your moderators.
Right.
Yeah.
The administration permissions is basically it's basically like a permission per page. So there's a lot of pages on the administration control panel.
Oh, yeah.
And it's completely controlled by permission. So, you have your roles, which give you the standardized, more basic options, like users and groups admin. You know, they can manage every aspect of users and groups, but they can't manage forms, and they can't manage their permissions, I think, and they can't manage settings.
Yeah.
So just as a basic option. And again, I'm not going to go through all that. There's a lot of different options there, but basically now you can have sub-admins or junior administrators. You know, there'll still be people that you want to trust because the administration control panel is still a big deal, but it's like a step up from moderation. If you want to give somebody, let's say, for example, on Start Your Guide, I want to delegate more of my responsibilities to the people that I trust who have been in the moderators group for a long time.
Like me.
And,
no, I'm kidding.
I started out by giving them, I had somebody who was very active in the styles. They were creating styles, modifying the styles every day for Start Your Guide. So I gave them style admin permissions. So now they can go in and manage the styles that they're working on, and, basically allows them to do that. And, after a while, it's like, okay, all right, I really trust these guys. I'm going to give them full admin permissions. And you're like, oh, well, what would happen? Can they ban you then? No, they can't, because you are a founder. If you installed the board, you are a founder, and founder can never be banned. And founder has basically, by default, access to everything in the administration control panel. Though not on the forum side, you still have to assign the founder permissions to view the forum, moderate the forum, and stuff like that. But on the administration side, they can see everything.
Someone asked in the chat room, can administrators who are limited by these permissions remove their own limitations?
If they have permissions to the permissions, theoretically, yes, they could. In fact, yes, they could.
So then don't give
your own permissions. You have full permissions whether you are assigned it or not. So a founder automatically has access to everything, and an administrator with permissions access, they could, if they only have permissions access, and they can assign permissions, administration permissions, moderator permissions, and user permissions to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't put anybody to them with that permission role. That sums up a bit what the administration control panel, or what the administration permissions will affect in the administration control panel. One of the other things I wanted to touch on, which is a very helpful feature, is let's say, all right, you've given somebody permissions, but you want to see what kind of permissions they have. There are two things that you can do. You can go to the or basically to the forums, click on a user to their profile, and it has two options at the top, an administrate user or test out user's permissions. An administrate user obviously takes you to the manage user screen in the administrative control panel, and the test out user permissions, this is really unique because what this does is it transfers their permissions to you, so now you can see what they see as far as user permissions go and moderator permissions go. So now you can see all the forms they see, what they can do in those forms, and you can see all the moderator permissions they see, what they can do with those moderator permissions. But it never transfers administration permissions. So if you can test out user permissions and you click out and you click on the administration control panel, it says permissions transferred, that you basically you're viewing permissions, and so it doesn't allow you to do anything in the administration control panel until you revert the permissions back to your own.
Yeah.
And then at that time you can go back to the administration control panel and do your thing. The test out user permissions is an admin only permission, and again that's still controllable using the permissions where who you can give access to do that sort of thing or not, you know. But it's very, very useful to make sure, for example, that users are seeing what they're supposed to see and that they're not seeing what they're not supposed to see. So yeah. A user might say, oh, I have access to the admin for the staff form or whatever, and you can click on that user, view their permissions, and see if they do, in fact, have permission to view that staff form. Mm-hmm. So that about wraps it up for permissions. I could go on all day because it's much more extensive, but for time aspects, I think we'll go ahead and cut it short there, and maybe we'll go into things like the permission masks and how to determine how they have the permissions they have at a later date.
Yeah, there's a lot more advanced stuff. And, of course, there's a number of things you can find. If you go to phpbb.com/support, and some people have mentioned this in the chat room already, there are Flash tutorials for setting up permissions, and there's also the nice fun to read PHP-BBB3 manual that you can take a look at to find out everything you need to know about filling out permissions. I wish I had had that manual during the pre-beta days because I got stuck then. But yeah. So there's a lot of stuff to read.
Yep, sorry.
But, and we can...
The connection's cutting out a little bit, so I'm not hearing you that well.
Agreed. Yeah, I see that. Apologies for that.
It cleared up now, so that's good. Have to give a thanks on Jeffro for that one. He was the one who suggested that we give more
about permissions
tutorials on that.
I agree. From my own experience as a newcomer to PHP-BB3, I thought that that the permissions were quite intimidating. Now, granted, having followed PHP-BB3 through the earlier development stages and into the current release candidates, definitely, the interface is much, much more user-friendly than it was before. Although it still are quite a lot of features there, and you know, when you see that many bullets on a web page, you can get a little nervous. So, I think it's very good for us to get to come back to this again and cover it.
A user asked a question in the chat. Mm-hmm. Why does PHPBB want to compete with other form software? Or why doesn't PHPBB want to compete with other form software? It just seems like VB or vBulletin has always blown PHPBB out of the water as far as feature sets go and everything like that, or if it's AJAX ability or whatever. The thing with PHPBB is we're not in a competition with anybody. And it's always been this way, always developing, you know, our own software, you know, how we think a specific user or a specific function could work. We don't want to be like Microsoft in that it seems like we're copying Mac OS X features left and right or whatever. You know, it's PHPBB does its own thing. You know, it has its own way of doing things that's different from every other form software out there. PHPBB2 started to be copied a lot by other form software. I mean, you'll see a lot of little form softwares out there that basically took the SubSilver look and copied it to their own.
Yes.
And I'm sure the same thing will happen with ProSilver, where they'll just kind of port it to everything else. But SubSilver, when it was first created, there was nothing else like it.
Exactly.
Now, when you go to different form softwares, you see the same layout and the same basic, look. And whether you've been to PHPBB or some other form software, you're looking at the same thing pretty much as far as the layout goes, and even colors and stuff like that. They're all started by SubSilver.
Yeah, one of the main so-called competitors of PHPBB is the very also popular Envision Power Board, which is a paid-for solution. That didn't exist when PHPBB 2 was released in 2002, as an example. vBulletin was still in its early days and did not look anything like it does today. Mm-hmm. It's one of the cases where PHPBB 2 has a lot of advanced stuff from the year 2002. It's just been a long time since it has gotten a nice update like PHPBB 3 is set to provide.
And to give an example for boards like vBulletin and Envision Power Board, which are two of the more major boards, and they're both commercial boards, so they're not open source or free like PHPBB is. But what happens with them is that you are paying your developers, so they're able to work on the software full time, and that it's, so they've progressed in versions a lot quicker than like PHPBB has, because PHPBB is open software. Everybody's developing it in their free time. As mod team members, we're working on validating mods in our free time. It's not a job. It's not something that we do full time, but the VB staff does, and that's why they're able to progress a lot quicker in their versions. But what's the downside? It costs the user a lot of money to run a VB board.
Mm-hmm.
There's another downside to it, to big boards like that and our big forum softwares, in that it doesn't run on light hosts. You can't really run VB very well on a shared hosting. Sure, you could do it for a little while, but it's, if it got to a decent size, you would have to at least switch to a virtual private hosting or a dedicated solution to be able to continue to run it. Whereas PHPBB, you see it all over on FreeHosts because it's so light, it'll work on almost any hosting solution out there. It really will, because every free host, or there's a lot of free hosts that have it, and free hosts offer the fewest options as possible, but they have PHPBB. PHPBB 3 isn't as light as PHPBB 2 is, but you'll still see it version 3 on a lot of free hosts and shared hosts and stuff like that. Because PHPBB 3 has a lot more features, remember, the more features that you add, the heavier it will be.
Yes.
And a lot of people have complained, why doesn't PHPBB 3 implement AJAX, for example? Why don't they use AJAX for everything? AJAX can be somewhat server unfriendly. You have to have a fairly powerful server to handle AJAX requests. And that's one reason why vBulletin cannot run on the kind of host that PHPBB can run on, is because it's a lot bulkier. Mm-hmm. It's a lot heavier. So
there you go, right out of David's mouth. Okay, I don't know how you can beat that. So I guess we're going to move on. I get to sort of talk about, this is a topic we did not pre-announce because it was one we came up with this morning. Actually, I came up with, you may recall that, have noticed that we didn't do a PHPBBT trivia question today. And that's because when I was coming up with one, I realized that 3 years ago, this weekend, was the release of PHPBB 2.0.11. which was a very, very significant release. And I thought I'd sort of take the opportunity to do sort of a bit of a PHPBB history lesson today, just to sort of look at it. Yes, Paul got it right away, but I'll back up a bit. You can go to the announcements forum from late 2004 and sort of follow this. On November 15th, Paul Owen, who was then the development team leader, said that they've gotten a lot of reports on their bug tracker from a group called howdark.com. And at first it appeared that the so-called SQL injection issues were not real SQL injection issues, but upon further analysis it turned out that yes, those were very, very significant security exploits relating to the highlighting code. And that prompted on November 18th, 2007, almost, it'll be 3 years ago, as of tomorrow, for the release of PHP BB 2.0.11, which addressed what's called a potentially serious security exploit with the highlighting code. And the other thing that it did was it also backported the visual confirmation CAPTCHA, which was originally going to be part of 2.2, backported it to the PHP BB 2.0 code base. And indeed, it was deemed as a critical update because of that significant XSS vulnerability. And they, quite frankly, had made a couple of subsequent posts just for saying people were reminding them, update to 2.0.11. Turned out to be very important because in December 2004, about a month after PHP BB 2.0.11 had been released, the infamous Santee worm started appearing. And if I recall correctly, the way that worked was that it was a worm that would download itself and then it would go onto various old pre-2.0.11 PHP BB sites. And it would use that highlighting exploit to deface the site, and then that same worm would then go do a Google search for other PHP BB sites that were released prior to 2.0.11, and go do the same thing. Apparently, I read a report from Netcraft, which said that in late December 2004, over 40,000 appearances of the defacement had shown up. Let's just say it was not a very happy holidays for the support team, so to speak. So,
you know, one thing that people have to remember too about PHP BB2 is it was developed in a friendlier time.
Yes.
Back when, when PHP BB got started, and even when PHP BB2 was released, things were not so vulnerable. Let's say. You know, everybody wasn't out to hack you. You know, there's a lot more activity in the hacking world than there right now than there was back when PHP BB2 was released.
Mm-hmm.
And really, the PHP BB 2.2 was meant to be released soon after 2.0, and was, you know, hacking was just getting started. And, you know, they were starting to see a lot more of that. Obviously, by 2.0.10. People would see a lot of, a lot more hacking going on, but PHP BB 2.2, or what was to become 3.0, was still too far from a release to really address those issues. There continued to be security updates and releases that addressed some problems through 2.0.11 through 2.0.17. In that time period, sometime around 2.0.17, the PHP BB teams did what they call an internal security audit, or it was more of an inspection, really, of the code of 2.0. And the result of that inspection was the release of 2.0.18. Since 2.0.18, which I don't remember exactly when.
July 2005. November 2005.
Okay.
Somewhere in there.
When,
you get my point.
When 2.0.18 was released?
Yeah.
Okay. So in the span of, let's see, 2 years,
uh-huh.
We've only seen three more releases. 2.0.19, 2.0.20, 21, and 22. So four more releases.
Yeah, and 22 was at the end of 2006. There has not been a PHP BB2 update at all this year so far.
And what that means is the code is, as you know, it's not as prone to security problems as it had been prior to 2.0.18. So doing the internal code audit, basically, the code inspection really made a huge difference in 2.0 code base. The problem that happened was that 2.0 gained a really bad reputation because of the worm.
Yes.
You know, and then even after that was fixed,
and it was really kind of unfair considering that 2.0.11 had been updated like a month before the worm even started coming out. But really, and yes, David, I will get a jelly donut on in a minute. It's really an issue of that users really did not have a way to really easily find out about when releases were available. And it was after 2.11 came out that the team started making some significant changes, like adding a mailing list to phpbb.com, adding the version notification to the admin panel in the next release of phpbb 2.0.12, doing all these various things to try to let administrators know that there are updates to phpbb2 and that you need to update to keep your board secure. A Jelly Donut, he is one of the mod team members. He's requesting to talk, so I'm just going to unmute him. Hello, Jelly Donut.
Hey, Douglas and David.
Hey, Josh, how's it going?
Josh, good. Thank you. I'll make a note of
that. I was just thinking about the highlight exploit you were talking about, and it's been one that followed the PHPBB team for a long time.
Yes.
It made it into the 2.2 tree also, at which point I believe somebody tried to attack Area 51 a long time ago, about the same time that the exploit was originally found in 2.0 series. And the reason for that is something David MJ brought up last week. It was using the eval flag on Prague Place, which is kind of insecure by nature in my security perspective. And now the current one, both in 2.0 and 3.0, doesn't use that any longer. So
good.
A lot more, you know, in 3.0, you know, I know some users have complained a little bit about the 3.0 line, saying, oh, you know, what about security and everything, because PHPBB has that bad security reputation from 2.0. But the one thing that they have to remember is 3.0 was designed from the rewrite, even when it switched from 2.2 to 3.0.
Because they rewrote it again.
Right, they were really focusing on, they started to really focus on security and putting security as the number one priority when developing this. And they took that even so far as to pay one of the most well-known PHP security experts in the world to do a security audit on the 3.0 code.
Yes.
And that's pretty significant. You know, it was definitely not cheap, and, you know, that's another reason why ads are displayed on phpbb.com to allow the PHPBB teams to do something like that, to pay an external auditor who is, you know, again, one of the most well-known PHP security experts on the planet. To do a security audit on PHPBB 3 and make it even that much more secure. And the result of that audit, obviously, was the RC6 and RC7 releases. So we're fairly confident about the 3.0 line. It's a lot more secure. Even the stability of the system itself is a lot more stable than 2.0 was.
Yeah. So it's still an interesting piece of PHPBB history to take a look at, and I thought I would bring it up considering that it was 3 years ago this weekend that really did make a big impact for PHPBB. I was, I don't know if David, if you were with PHPBB stuff at the time, I remember that was about the time I started started writing mods. I remember my first mod from that era, which is a very basic one, but, yeah, it was a very significant time, and the folks on the support team that really did not have a happy holiday that time. They were very busy trying to help people whose boards have been defaced. One significant thing that did come out of it was that originally, until about 2.0.12, down in the footer, it used to display the version number of the PHPBB that you were running. That was, at that point, taken away because one of the things that this Santee worm did was it did a Google search for this line in the footer. It searched for, like, powered by PHPBB 2.0.9 or something like that, and then if it any results that Google got returned, that it would go and attack those boards. So one thing that they have changed is that in the occurrence that there is another serious exploit in old PHPBB releases, that ability to go Google will for old releases will no longer be viable.
actually, to this day, you go to Google and type in powered by PHP BB in quotes, it'll say you can't do that because of a web worm.
Mm-hmm. And that stems from the Santee worm. And there were a number. If you can just Google Santee worm, actually, Josh, I just Googled for powered by PHP BB in quotes.
I did as well.
I got something. I got results.
Yeah, I
actually use MSN Live first most of the time. Somebody's probably going to beat me for that, but I tried MSN Live and it didn't. It said it can't do that query.
So yeah, they probably
didn't try Google just then. But.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what's interesting? Powered by PHP BB 2, and this gives you some idea of how widely PHP BB is used. There are 15,300,000 results for powered by PHP BB in a string. Now, that doesn't mean 15 million sites are running PHP BB. It's something close to 2 million,
million,
I think. But it just shows you how many people are using PHP BB. It's the most widely used form software on the planet. In answer to Jeffro's question of if PHP BB charged for the form software, do you think many people would still be using it? No, I don't. I don't think nearly as many people would use it for the same reason that vBulletin and InVision PowerBoard are not nearly as widely used as some of the more open source solutions available, like, well, even PHP BB. But besides PHP BB, because it's so popular, even some of the other ones are even more widely used than vBulletin and InVision PowerBoard, because they are free options. They're not commercially available.
Mm-hmm.
What that does is basically, you know, with PHP BB, everybody and his brother and sister will start a bulletin board.
Yeah.
You know, whereas vBulletin, it's a big deal. You know, you have to make a commitment that you're going to buy the software and run it on a server that can handle it. So it's a much more bigger financial commitment to actually run vBulletin or InVision PowerBoard or any of the others than it is to run PHP BB. But it's also why PHP BB was targeted back in 2.0.10. It was targeted with the worms and exploits and whatnot is because it was so widely used. It's like Microsoft Windows.
Yeah.
Microsoft Windows and Internet Explorer is so targeted because mm-hmm. millions of people
it.
Are using it. And
why does it's one of the big reasons for why Macs have so few viruses. Because, well, it's only 8% of the computer population. What hacker is going to go after that? Most hackers are going to try to get the really big media attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one of the things I wanted to basically mention was that what is PHP BB going to do now, or how are they going to improve their security reputation with PHP BB 3. Well, for one thing, that was one of the big reasons they did the external security audit.
Mm-hmm.
Was, you know, there again, security is a huge priority, number
yes.
one. The security was the primary focus, and I think the other reason that PHP BB 2 had got a really bad reputation is you had a lot of mods out there that had exploits in the mods. So they would, you know, you would have hackers that were installed on PHP BB 2 boards. And then as a result of those vulnerable mods, PHP BB was blamed
yes.
for that, basically.
Mm-hmm. You see why we tell people, you know, go on the mod database, because there we... The mod teams do a very heavy job of trying to validate mods for PHP BB 2 to make sure that and 3 to meet their standards, so that doesn't happen. Hopefully, you know.
Yeah, and again, I think that's why you know we're starting to see already the big improvement in the PHP BB in its reputation because. For example, PHP BB 3 has gotten mentioned on sites that are about PHP security.
Mm-hmm.
It's saying, you know, hey, you know, if the security on this software is good, you know, it's stable and it's secure. The other thing that we're doing is we're working with the Joomla developers, and as many know, Joomla is at version 1.5 development RC. I think it's like RC5, maybe. I don't remember what it's at right now, but it's in the same stage of development that PHP 3 is in. RC3. Yeah, thank you. It's in the same stage of development that PHP 3 is in, but the other thing that's happening is that there's a third party that is part of the Joomla developers group that is developing a bridge, an integration with PHP 3 that will be basically seamless integration. And this was one of the primary reasons that the hook system was implemented in PHP 3 was to allow web applications to integrate seamlessly with PHP 3. And that's why it's not necessarily for mods. It's more for the whole web applications themselves. But it's going to allow probably the most seamless integration between two completely separate open source solutions that are out there.
Yeah.
And both very popular. Joomla has won a lot of awards for its CMS software. And now PHPB is starting to win a lot of rewards as a result of PHPBB 3. Both of those working together is going to give PHPB a lot better reputation. It's a lot more secure now, so it's going to start gaining that lot better reputation. The user base will grow, both for Joomla and PHPB as a result of the integration. So it's going to be very good.
And I think, I don't know if you got a date yet, but we are going to be inviting some of the Joomla developers, or at least one of them, to come on PHP BB Weekly sometime during the month of December, I believe. I don't know if you have a date from him yet.
I don't. I didn't get a chance to ask him this week, but I will ask him, and we'll post a date, and I'm sure we'll probably mention it at the next podcast when that will happen. And I'll send out a newsletter on Subject Guide as usual.
I found out when David was able to explain to me what's going on with Joomla, I mean, that's very exciting to really be able to have, because people for ages have been wanting to have a more content management system style attachment to PHPBB. Back in early days, 2003, 2004, there was the PHPBB portal project, which kind of went by the wayside. And now it's really nice to be able to see that something is going to start coming up. And that PHPBB doesn't even have to do that much extra work to have it happen. So that's really significant. So we will definitely be having Joomla come on PHPBB Weekly in December. And, of course, you guys can all be there to ask questions, as usual.
Yeah, it'll be exciting to have those guys on, and we've been the PHPB teams has been in close communication with the developers of Joomla, and as you know, as many people know, the PHPB teams and the Joomla teams met for in London when the Linux World Expo was canceled, and they decided to go ahead and meet together, but it's really great to see the close interaction between two very large open source projects. And hey, guess what? This is kind of cool, Douglas. It's a little stat for you, okay? PHPBB has been downloaded 16 million times from SourceForge. It is the number one most downloaded PHP software on the internet.
Really? How come I never see PHPBB in the SourceForge top projects then?
It's in the top. It's in the top. It's in the top list. I don't remember exactly where it places.
I haven't seen it in the top 10 because I'm subscribed to the SourceForge newsletter and I've never seen it show up there. So
it's in the top list, and if you sort the top projects by downloads and top projects, it will come up in that list, not at the top. The projects at the top are not PHP language-based open source projects. For example,
that's true.
Yeah, you have things like the Mozilla project is not on there, but just as an example, like Mozilla is a huge project, more popular than PHP.
Firefox is like 400 million downloads plus or something like that.
Yeah, obviously a lot more, but PHP is the most downloaded PHP-based software. So I think
the reason why it beats Joomla is because Joomla's only been around for about 2 years now.
Right, and they're, you know, that's why they're at 1.0, and they're moving their new 1.5, which is kind of the equivalent of, it really should be like 2.0, you know, but they did like the Firefox versioning schema, so when 1.0, 1.5, it'll probably be 2.0 next, so, but it's completely different code base than 1.0.
PHPBB 1.0 was released 7.5 years ago, so we've been around for a long time. Which is good.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to move on to the mod and style of the week. And this week, I looked back and saw that, you know what, we have been doing a lot of focusing on PHP, PP3 mods and styles recently. It'd be nice if we pulled out some PHP, PP2 mods and styles. So that's what I decided to do this week. The mod of the week is one that I actually forgot about, but I validated it back in July 2006. It's called User Shield, and it's by Wolf, I guess, W-O-1-F, whatever. And this is a good mod for those boards who have a lot of inactive users. And by inactive, I mean users that will sign up to your site but will not verify their email address as they are supposed to before they become active users on the board. And so what this mod does, it actually hides the inactive users' usernames and their profile data from everybody except for the administrator until they've activated. So you can help your board be a little more honest. You might have 100,000 members. That's a high number. But if 90,000 of them are people that have not activated their email addresses, well, you really don't have that many users. So it can be a little more honest. And, of course, for the administrator, you can, from the member list, manage those inactive members. You can automatically activate them right from the member list, or you can delete them, and you can do that. So it's a very nice management tool for being able to manage those users, those annoying users that don't activate themselves and become active on your board. So, User Shield by Wolf, and that's the mod of the week. The style of the week, I like to try to take some styles from the PHPBB styles database every once in a while because it's kind of the right thing to do. Though it's hard because, first of all, the PHPBB styles database does not have any PHPBB3 styles, and the PHPBB2 styles demo has been broken ever since the new website came up at the beginning of the year. So I'm going to have to describe this style based on the teeny tiny screenshot that's on there. But the style of the week is called DAJ Glass. It is by Kresno, and I'll admit it's last updated in late 2005, so it's not the most up to date, but this is a fairly professional style. It's obviously based on SubSilver. However, it uses a very nice black and gray style interface. It doesn't have too many fancy colors, but it's a really nice sort of black and white, nicely contrasting interface, and I assume that since the title is called Glass, it makes it the header look a bit like, you know, dark glass, I guess. So, so that's the style of the week. Yes. And so there you go. So those links will be on phpbbc.net in the show notes.
So much for having a short episode, huh, Doug?
Yeah, so much for that. Yeah, we had a lot of fun talking about permissions and about that. If you have any mods or styles you'd like to recommend for us, especially right now, these days, we're looking for mods or styles for the holidays. You can bookmark them for us at Delicious with the tag PHPBBW mod or PHPBBW style. Of course, check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, where you can find all our past episodes, 39 of them now. You can submit questions to us. You can find show notes for all the shows, all that stuff. Check out the phpbbweekly forum on StarTrekGuide.com, and that's where all the community interaction and stuff continues when the show is not live. David and I put a lot of stuff on the forums ourselves. We're asking for your feedback, and of course, you guys can continue the conversation on anything that we talk about here on PHP BB Weekly. And our next episode is going to be episode number 40 next week. It is the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and it is also going to be David's birthday, right?
Yes, correct. Well, mine's on the 26th, but it will be my birthday podcast.
Yes, as I have one. So come on, TalkShoe, call in, and then maybe we'll all try to coordinate a singing of happy birthday if everybody called in at the same time.
One thing I did want to mention, a couple things real quick. Please feel free to post on the forums if you want to suggest topics, mods, or anything on the PHP Weekly forums, because that is one of the primary locations where we look for topics to discuss. So if you'd like to see something discussed, please do post it there.
Today's permissions topic came from somebody on one of the topics in the forum. It was like saying, "Hey, we can talk about permissions." Said, "Yeah." That's what we can spend an hour and a half blabbing about all day.
And the other thing is I'm moving to Spokane, Washington in late December. So I'm not sure exactly.
Could you say that one more time, David? Sure. We had some audio problems from you.
Sure. I'm moving to Spokane, Washington from Nashville, Tennessee in late December. I'm not sure exactly which weekend I'll be out yet. I'll have to look at a calendar, but I'll let you know which weekend or two weekends I may not be available.
Yeah, you might do a – Jeffro asked, David, when are you not moving?
I can't sit still.
Yes, you got itchy feet. Next week's episode, we're actually going to do something a little different, partly because it is – Thanksgiving, and also because it is David's birthday, and also because we put this idea out in the forums and people liked it. So we're not actually going to be talking specifically about PHPBB next week, but we're going to have a special guest on, and maybe David, maybe you can tell us a little bit about what to expect.
Expect for what?
Next week you're having your computer programmer friend on.
I don't know exactly when he's going to be able to be on. I haven't talked with him since he got back from Denmark, got back from Denmark.
Assuming, so that's subject to change.
Yeah, I think he just got back from Denmark. I'll have to call him and see if he's back yet. So I don't know when he's going to be on. I'll let you know, and of course we'll send out a newsletter and whatnot.
Stay tuned to phpbbweekly.net to find out what the heck we're going to do next week.
It's going to be basically a really neat computer history lesson. Not really a whole lot to do with PHPBB.
We'll forge a connection somewhere.
It's because he was one of the primary computer operators back in the days when they were on binary machines and they used the tape drives, and he was one of the primary computer operators at TSU. Down in Texas, so he has some of the most fascinating stories. He was one of my coworkers that I worked with, and he had the most fascinating stories to tell. So I wanted to bring him on and just kind of give all of us a little glimpse of that world, because we all grew up with personal computers and think the whole world, that computers started at the personal computer age.
It'll be kind of cool. In my day, we had computers that didn't have a mouse.
And they didn't. They didn't. So that'll be really cool to listen to.
Yeah. And of course,
somebody who's programmed with assembly language before was assembly language.
Okay. And of course, PHP BB Weekly is a member of the Tech Podcast Network. which they promote us very nicely as well. So you can check out some other great technology podcasts at techpodcasts.com. Thank you so much to everyone who came to listen today. We had a very large number of people come into the TalkShoe chat room and contributed, had a lot of side discussions going on while we were talking about permissions and about Santee and all those other things. And, of course, thanks to Jelly Donut, who called in and provided some additional insight when we were talking about the Santee worm. We're gonna wrap up this episode now. So thanks for listening to PHP VB Weekly. We will see you. Have a happy Thanksgiving this week for those of you who celebrate Thanksgiving. We will see you all next weekend. Bye.
Take care, everyone.